Why make a problem? If you see somebody that's anointed and that maybe has a different view or something else like that, why make an argument? I mean, you should never, ever publicly say something about another Christian, ever. Should never, on the different social media we have, never, ever. Should never make a comment about another church or Christian, except to be completely, completely positive. Ever, ever. That is one of the most grievous sins. Reading about people's complaints about other Christians is joy. It's just like you did that yourself. It's a grievous, bitter, nasty, nasty thing. Can you believe it? There's people that make their living by criticizing other parts of the body of Christ. That's how they make their living. Oh, this will never stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Don't ever, ever. I used to do this. Of course, I never had a real public forum, but, I go, well, I don't like the way that guy seems like he shows off, on stage, and, that guy, does he have to do that, and da-da-da-da-da. And I remember talking to a guy named Walter Walker about one of these prominent guys in the body of Christ that worked miracles and all that, and I'm going, yeah, I believe, but yeah, nah, 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 nah. And Walter Walker stopped me. This was many, many years ago. He said, let me tell you something, Mr. Smart Guy. If your daughter was sick, you'd be right at the front of that healing line. Now, that proved to be true. That actually happened. And man, I learned to shut up, not judge another man's servant. But here are these guys, they think they know something that Stephen doesn't know, and so they're going to argue with him. But the worst thing is, and see, this is the way it goes. This is the way it went with Jesus. They'll never be able to go toe-to-toe with him. And so they're reduced to calling on false witnesses and pointing the finger and making up names. Now, you never want to do stuff like that, be all smart and everything. You don't know what a person's gone through to get to where they are. And so, I do want to say, it's wrong. If any of you read negative things about any Christian on the internet, you're participating in wickedness and deeds of darkness. And it'll come and get you.